All right, so our passage from today is from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. So please read along with me. This is Jesus. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, and will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me. But he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God, and thank you, Jessica. Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning. Okay, so today is Ascension Sunday, and yeah, Thursday was 40 days after Easter. And on Ascension Sunday, the church remembers that Jesus ascended to heaven and took his place at the right hand of God. I've got a booming voice today. Usually on Ascension Sunday, we think of the Great Commission, Jesus sending out his disciples into the world. But our passage takes place before the crucifixion. It's in John chapter 14. We're not on a mountain where the disciples are sent. We're in the upper room the night before the cross. Jesus knows he's leaving. His physical presence with them is coming to an end. He can see that. Even post-resurrection, he knows that's coming. But before he goes, he makes a commitment to his disciples. And in fact, that's what our passage is. It's a commitment to help them, to help us after he's gone. He begins with these words, "If you love me, keep my commands." Or in the Pew Bible, it says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command." If you love me, keep my commands. You know, if that's all that Jesus said, the disciples would carry a burden on top of grief. Consider that. Perhaps their memories of him would eventually fade, and their love for him would bear the marks of time past. And for us, the Christian life would become only a memory of Jesus and a lot of hard moral effort. He'd be gone, and we'd be left trying to obey on our own. But friends, that's verse 15, and the passage continues. That is not all he says. So what help does Jesus give for our love, so that our love doesn't fade? And let me say that again, because that's the heart of what I'm going to say this morning and the heart of this passage. What help does Jesus give us so that our love for him doesn't fade? How does he keep strengthening us, empowering us, and providing for us after he has ascended? How does he make sure that the engine of our discipleship, our love, our devotion, our faithfulness to him, doesn't run out of gas, but stays alive? Jesus knows us. He knows exactly what we need. And in this passage, he gives us three clear, straightforward answers. First, he gives us the Spirit. Second, he gives us the Word. And third, he gives us his peace. So let's walk through this passage together. I'll reread most of it. We're going to begin with his first answer, the gift of the Spirit. So Jesus helps us by giving us his Spirit. Let's read again verses 15 through 17. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor or advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. So Jesus promises to give an advocate. In the first century, an advocate was a legal defender. But this wasn't a lawyer. This wasn't a detached professional that you paid by the hour. An advocate was a fiercely loyal friend who stepped into the courtroom, who stood right beside you, who tied their reputation to yours, and defended you against attacks. And a true advocate was more than that. And that's why the word translated advocate is one of those words that almost refuses to fit into the English language. Some of our Bibles say helper. Our Bible in the pew says counselor. Some say comforter. And each one captures something that's true. I mean, an advocate is someone that comes and stands with you. They come alongside you. They speak for you. They strengthen you. And they tell you the truth for your own good. A true advocate also works like a sober companion, a friend who loves you too much to let you ruin your life. If they see you walking off a cliff, they don't just offer mild emotional support. You got it, buddy. They stage an intervention. They argue with you for your own good. And this means you're not left alone to navigate the courtroom, even of your own mind. When we're exhausted, we can easily fall into self-condemnation. An inner critic puts us on trial, whispers in our ear that your obedience is too weak, your failure is too great. Surely God's disappointed. But you're not alone in this because Jesus has sent an advocate. The Holy Spirit acts as your defense attorney. He stands inside your heart. He points to the cross of Jesus. He argues against your despair, and he says, no, you are a forgiven child of God. And when you're tempted to find cheap comfort in control and busyness and numbing out, the Spirit is the friend that intervenes, pushes back against the wandering, pulls us back to that only love that sustains us and says, I love you too much to let you ruin your life. You're looking for peace in a place that will destroy you. The Holy Spirit is the ultimate loving friend, an advocate who intervenes when our love is wandering. And this is good news for those who are walking with Jesus, because you're not generating that faith, that engine is not running on your own effort, your own resources. The Spirit of Christ has been tending for that love within you all along. So that first help that Jesus gives us is his Spirit, the advocate who comes alongside us just like Jesus himself did, the very presence of the ascended Christ, so that we're not left helpless or as orphans when he returns to the Father. Second, Jesus helps us by giving us his Word. So we've read through this already. So this next section, verses 18 and 26, is quite long. I'm going to start reading in verse 23 and go through 26. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to make him sorry, my Father will love him, and we will come to make. I can read, I promise. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. And this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you. Notice how Jesus connects these promises. He calls the Holy Spirit another advocate. Did you catch that? Another advocate. That word another is significant, and it points to another, just like himself. Jesus himself was our first advocate. To the disciples, he walked alongside them. He cared for them. He spoke the Father's words to them. Now he's leaving. But his care for his people is so deep that he sends a second advocate, whose specific job is to take the words of the first advocate and keep them alive in the hearts